except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me. Surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God hath seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said unto them, Ye exact usury, every one of his brother. And I set a great assembly against them. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, and thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name for ever and ever. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer, little children, and forbear. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And he stood over her, and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And as he was yet a-coming, the devil threw him down and tare him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. But he turned and rebuked them, and said, Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. But was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet.